skin, what is that skin? Which one? We don't know. Which one? We don't know. So the Gemara was Rav Yud himself was speaking from the Mishnah inquiring, the Trochov is not king. So obviously, so the Trochov is not king. So Memele, so that means that Shmuel said that the Trochov is not king. Shmuel made his memory connection Trochov v'chode manik v'chode, and he said the Trochov is not king. But if we say the Trochov is king, then Shmuel must have made the memory that either that Rochum Mokemanik, so one is not Kenik. So it could be that Rochum Mokemanik, Rochum is not Kenik. So it's not such a double portion that once we assume that Rochum Lechude is Kone, so Rochum Mokemanik must be Kenik ahead. That was the Sophic, that was the Abaye that Rabbi Yehuda had. So why does Rashi say, Shmam in Rochum Kone, Shalom in Mokemanik? But that was the whole Abaye of Rav Yehuda. Elohi kelemei mal mikone rochum el rochum bokemani kiboyle. My rochum boyle tofis beidu my rochum machmod. So then Rav Yehuda was facing that rochum bechude is not king. So then that child doesn't arise. But if we say once we establish that rochum is king, so then the other possibility is the true rochum bechude is king. But Rochum Mokemanik is not Kenik Lal. Rochum Mokemanik is, Manik is not Kenik Lal. But Rashi says here, that's a double portion, that once we establish Rochum is Kenik, Lechude, Rochum Lechude is Kenik, so Rochum Mokemanik, so each one is Kenik. So that's contrary to that Gemara. Now let's see, just a Gemara. This was the source of all the trouble in Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. This Rashi. There are other Rashi too, but it's mainly this Rashi. Now, so the Gemara is Shmam in the Rochov Kon. So we see that Rochov is Kene, so it's a Kashe. So it's a Kashe against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda was patient from the Mishnah inquiring that Rochov Lechude is not Kone. Let's say without Rashi. So we have to explain the Gemara, Shmam and Rochov Kone, so it's a Kashe against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was patient that Rochov Lechude is not Kene. So Gemara answers, so Chanan and Manik Verag. No Rai from this Brice. Because this Brice, which says, Ekon HaMei, has reference to a Rochov that is Manik Verag. Yehoche Nikne Name Rochov V'Nisire. Nikne Name Rochov V'Nisire. So Rashi says, now there are two girses. Vinikne, there is one girse. Vinikne name Rochel Nisir. Vinikne name Rochel Nisir. Not Yehoch. And there is a girse, Yehoch. Now Rashi doesn't mention Yehoch. Rashi doesn't mention. Nikne name Rochel Nisir. Vinikne name Rochel Nisir. So, after all, there is part of the Messira is on the Chameya, on the behavior. So let him be Kenet. So Rashi says, Niknam Rochum Messira, Shebresha Chameya, Sheutachshita Chameya, Uchameya Dom. So in other words, since he is Rochu, and there is a part of the Kashi of the Gemara is directed, Smasha Rosh and Rashi. Right now, the Kashi of the Gemara is directed against the part of the Nisira, the saddle. That is, on the Chamir itself. Shehutach shet Chamir. Uchamir dom. So right now, the Gemara's Kashi is only directed against that part of the Nisira, that is on the Chamir itself. The Bispagia, the Gemara calls it. So that should have been like the Chamir itself. So, v'nik the name Rochel v'misir. Eime ze kol hachamei v'chotzi misire, v'ze kol hachamei v'chotzi misire. So, in other words, so the one that is reichei, so is kene the hachamei, and also chotzi misire. So, in other words, not just. The Gemara's kashe was at first about the bispage, that's the tachshe the hachamei. So, the Gemara gives the teretz, no, that not only is it kene, the Reichiv is not only Kene, the Bispagi is Kene, half of the whole Messiah. So did you, now the Gemara has the kashe. Bishleime, rochuf kone dikom agle ben das. Elotof is misire bimai kone. So in other words, so what did the Gemara, in other words, now, the misire is very long. So, echot rin hamir vechot of misire. So what does it mean? So, one who walks along with the Chameya, so he holds the other end of the Misire. So he holds the other end of the Misire, but one end of the Misire is on the Chameya itself. So in other words, the person who sits on the Chameya, so he's tofus in one end of the Misire too. So in effect, it's like the person who is tofus in Misire, he holds one end, the other end of the Misire, and the person who is Rechev HaChameya, he holds one end of the Misire, because he sits on it, whether he holds it in his hands or not, it doesn't matter. If he sits on it, so it's also considered as if he holds one end of the Misire, and he could be holding one end of the Misire. So the Gemara says, Zekon Chatz Hamir, Chatz Misire, Zekon Chatz Misire. So Bishleim Rochov Kone Dikom Agul Ben Das. Because true, one end of the Misire is Nigbat by whom? By the other person who walks along the Chameya. So Mimele, the one who is Reichiv, can be king. Because on one end, he makes the king. On one end, the Reichiv himself. And on the other end, so the Tofus the Misire makes it for him. Elo Tofus Misire, but the one who is Tofus the Misire, be my kone. So how is he kene? In other words, it's only holy mashma from this Gemara. I mean that he doesn't hold it. He doesn't, the one who is Rechav HaChameya doesn't hold one end of the Misire. He just sits on it. So, but since he makes a kinyan, the Rechav makes a kinyan in the Chameya. So Mele is considered also a kinyan in the Misire. So the Tofus Misire. So Bishleim Rochav Kone Mikmakum Ben Das. So the one who holds the Misire, so he makes the king an Agboye for the one who sits on the Chameya, in the Misire. Elotofus Misire b'maikone. But the one who is Tofus the Misire, and the other end of the Chameya is not Tofus b'yodo of the one who is Rechiv. He just sits on the Chameya. So b'maikone. So one end, there is Agboye lacking, on the other end of the Misire. Eime ze kone Chameya v'kule Misire, v'ze kone Mashetofus v'yod. So that is the king. So hi my, im tim tzolah magbim mitzil chavirei, kone chavirei, hane mile heiche li kom agla daite chavre. Hai adaite di dei kom agla, hiu kone achir makne, oma rabashe, ze kone chamei ro bispagye. So the bispagye has a din like the tachshit chamei, v'ze kone mashetofus v'yod. So that is command the posik. V'ashor li kone loize v'loize. Because the rest that is not on the Chameya itself, so it's not like the Tachshit Chameya. So neither one is Kain. Neither one is Kain. So that remains happening. All right. Now, let's see, how Rashi explains the Gemara. So the basic Rashi is this Rashi. Rashi says, Shmam l'rochav kone sh'loyim makmani, v'chim sh'loyim makmani kone kulei b'mokimani k'palu. So the question is, why b'mokimani k'palu? True that rochav is kene, rochav l'chud is kene, but then rochav mokimani could not be kene, or the manik, so the rochav couldn't be kene, or the manik wouldn't be kene. So why is it such a double poshut that once we say that the rochav is kene, So each one is kineh. Now, so the Maram Shif has his own pshat and Rashi. Now, first of all, there's another Rashi. This is the basic Rashi. Then there is another Rashi. Teisve said that the whole Shaila, when the Gemara says, El Rochov Mokemani, Iboilei, my hocho for the tofus be yudum a mani god if the other machmose. So the whole shaila was that even if we assume that hocho before the iskene, but perhaps hocho mok a mani, so one iskene, one is that ke. So that's only gabi kinyan. So in other words, in kinyan there is such a halacha that if one skin is stronger than the other, so melee it's me battle the other skin, which is not as strong. But Ligabi Muzek was not Ligabi Kien, so if, let's say, Rochel by itself is not a Kien, then it couldn't be Muzek either. But if Rochel by itself is a Kien, but Rochel Mokemanik is not Kene, but in the case of Foyore Achot Rechel Achot Manik, when Zeyna Kulashalay and each one says, I was Eichet by myself, and then he grabbed it, and the Manik also says, I was Eichet by myself, and then he grabbed it. So the question is not of Kinyan, the question is of Muzek, as to whom do we apply the Halacha Mitzvah Havel Varayik. So as long as Rochel by Lechudin is a Kinyan, so even Rochel Mokemanuk is a Muzek. Even if we assume that Rochel Mokemanuk cannot be Kene, but a Muzek is, that's Tetzes Shit. So maybe when the Gemara says El Rochel Mokemanuk Yiboyele, the Gemara means Ligabi Kinyan. But from Rashi, it's not mashma like that. Rashi says El Rochel Mokemanuk Shneim Boyim Lifoneinu Ze Rochel Vize Manik Zeim Akula Shalim Zeim Akula Shalim Omar Shmuel Chatkon. So Rashi applies this Abaye of Rav Yude not in connection with Kinyan. Because if Rashi had applied the Abaye of Rav Yudah in connection with Kinyan, he shouldn't say Shneim Boyim Lufaneinu Zeh Rochel Vizeh Manik Zeh Makula Shalei. Shneim Zochel Bibasachas Zeh Al Yidei Reichim Zeh Al Yidei Manik. Why did he say Shneim Boyim Lufaneinu Zeh Rochel Vizeh Manik Zeh Makula Shalei Makula Shalei? So in other words, so we see that Rashi applies the Abaye of the Gemore in connection with Muz. Because here Zeh Makula Shalei Makula Shalei, it's not a question of Kinyan, it's a question of views. Some in Melech, the Maram Shif says, that according to Rashi, so the Abaye of the Gemore is not only the Gabi Kinyan. I mean the second Abaye. The first Abaye, whether Rochel Lechudi is Kene or Rochel Lechudi is not Kene, so even Rashi agrees. So I mean everybody agrees it's a shaila only in Kinyan. Maybe if it's Kinyan, so it's in Muzek also. Now, but the second song, Rochel Mokemani, so Teisve says that this shaila is only Ligabi Kinyan. Ligabi Muzek, there is no Abaye. Because even if Rochel Mokemani is not Kinyan, but a Muzek is, as long as Rochel Bechuni is a Kinyan. So Rashi is Chet. Rashi holds, no. If we say that Rochel Mokemanik is not a Kinyan, so it's not a Mozakin. If it is a Kinyan, if Rochel Mokemanik, so assuming that Rochel Bechudi is a Kinyan, but Rochel Mokemanik is not Kinyan, so then Rochel Mokemanik is not even a Mozakin. This is what Rashi says in so many words. Now, the question is, there is another Rashi. Rashi says, now, Elolav Rabbonon, Hoish Beis, Hoish Naim Reich Men Agave Vein, Man, Ilim Rav Meir Hashli Yishiv Kone Rochum Mevoye, Elolav Rabbonon, Mishma Min Orochum Kone. Now, so according to Teisves, he holds that once we establish that Rochel is a Kinyan, is Rochel a Kinyan. So Mimele, even Rochel Mokemanik has to be a Muzek. Rochel Mokemanik is a Muzek. So the Kasha of the Gemara is like this. Ho Yishnaim Reich Ben Ogar Vehei. Mani Lev, Hashi Yishiv Kone Rochel Mboi. Elav Rabbonon. So, would Rabbonon who say that Yishiv Bikore is put there, and still they say the Vashnaim Reich Ben Ogar Vehimo, or Echot Reich Vechot Manik. So, Echot Reich Vechot Manik. So is a Muzek. So both are Muzokim, Ushmami no Rochel Kone. So according to Teisves, what's the Kashe? So the Raye, So it's a raya that Rochov Lechude is a kinyan. Because if Rochov Lechude wouldn't be a kinyan, if Rochov Lechude wouldn't be a kinyan, so then by Echot Reichev, Echot Manik, the Reichev wouldn't be a Musik. It wouldn't be a Musik. Now, how does Rashi say? Rashi says, El Lav Rabbono, Vashmino de Beyeshevu de Potter, Avo, Rochov Loi. With the youth tell Rav Yude the Poshat Rechev Meyeshev. Poshat Rechev Meyeshev. So the Kashe is only directed against Rav Yude, but not against Shmuel. Why isn't there a Kashe against Shmuel? There should be a Kashe against Shmuel too. Now, Rashi holds that if we say, now Shmuel said one of two things. Shmuel said. Either he said he made a memory in connection with Rochel Lechude, Manik Lechude, and then he obviously must have said that Rochel Lechude is not king. Or he made a memory in connection with Rochel Mokeman. And then we don't know what he said. Let's forget what Rav Yude was saying. So, but Shmuel must have made one of two memories. So, either in connection with Rochel Lechude, Manik Lechude, so then obviously he must have said Rochel Lechude is not Kene. Or he said his memory in connection with Rochel Mokemanik. And then he must have said either that Rochel Mokemanik is not Kene or Manik Mokem Rochel is not Kene. One of the two. So from this, according to Rashi's Pshat, that Murzek is storing Kiyan, and if Rochel Mokemanik is not Kene, so he's not in Murzek either. So then the Kashi is not only directed against, should not only be directed against Rav Yude. The Kashi could be directed against Shmuel himself. It is certainly true that Shmuel made one of these two memories. So either he made a memory that Rochel Mechude is not Kene, or he made a memory that Rochel b'mokimanik, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. Now, according to Rashi, so according to Teisves, even if he said that Rochel b'mokimanik, so Rochel is not Kene, but in Murzek is. In Murzek is. So, the Kashi, according to Teisves, we understand that the Kashi can only be directed against Rav Yude. How was Rav Yude able to be patient? Rochel b'yeshev, that just as Yeshev is not considered manik. So Rochov is not considered manik either, but we see here that Rochov is kin, it's a raya that Rochov is manik. So we see that Rochov is manik. But according to Rashi shita is that kinyan and Murzek is the same thing. And so just as we say, that's true according to everybody, that if Rochov by itself is not a kinyan, so Rochov by itself cannot be a Murzek. So it also follows according to Rashi. That if Rochel be true, that if we say Rochel by itself is a kinyan, but Rochel Mokemanik is not a kinyan, so then it follows according to Rashi that Rochel Mokemanik is not even a Murzek, is not even a Murzek. And here the Mishnah says, this Mishnah is not based upon kinyan, it's based upon Murzek. It's based upon Murzek. So Memele, and the Mishnah says, O Yishnaim Rechvin, O Yishachot Rechvin Atmanik. So is Yachleik, what does it mean? That both are Murzakim. The Rechev is a Murzek, and the Manik is a Murzek. So it's a Kashi against Shmuel. Because no more Nefshech. Either Shmuel said that Trochu, either Shmuel made his memory, that Trochu, that one of the two by itself is not a Kinyan, then obviously he made a memory. He said that Trochu by itself is not a Kinyan. If Trochu by itself is not a Kinyan, so even by itself is not a Murzek. And together with Manik, Broch Mok Manik is not a Murzek either. Or Shmuel said that Rochel by itself is a kinyan, but Rochel Mokem Manik is not a kinyan, or Manik Mokem Rochel is not a kinyan. So, but according to Rashi, if Shmuel said that Rochel Mokem Manik is not a kinyan, so then Rochel Mokem Manik is not a Murzek. If Shmuel had said that Manik Mokem Rochel is not a kinyan, then Manik Mokem Rochel is not a Murzek. How could it be Yachod Rechev Manik just Yachlaiku? So that means that Rochel Mokem Manik, so both the Rechev is a Murzek, and the Manik is a Murzek. According to Shmuel, it couldn't be that both are Murzakim. One is a Murzek. So according to Teisves, Shite, all right. Because according to Teisves, there is no kasha against Shmuel, only against Rav Yud. Because according to Teisves, so once we establish the Trochov Rikiyah, once we establish that the Trochov Rikiyah, then Rochov Mokemanik is certainly a Murzek, even if we assume the Trochov Mokemanik is not a Kiyah. But according to Rashi, so even if we say that Rochov by itself is a Kinyan and Manik by itself is certainly a Kinyan, but it could be that Rochov Makmanik is not a Murzek. Or Manik Mokem Rochov is not a Murzek. But here the Mishnah says that both are Murzek. So why does Rashi say, Elav Rabon Vashpin V'yeshi V'dipotah Rav Rochov Loi, V'diyuftel Rav Yudah Dipotchat, Reichiv Miyesh. Why do you tell Rav Yudah? Do you tell Shmuel? So that's the other Rashi. That's the other Rashi. Now because of that, because of these two Rashis, I mean because of the three Rashis, because of the Rashi, Shvichiv Mishaloid Mokimani Konekule Mokimani Pau, and the Rashi of El Rochu Mokimani Shneim Boim Lufanenu Zer Rochu Vizemani Zim Bakula Shalim. So we see that the Abaye of Rav Yudah, it does not apply only to Kinyan, but to Murzek also. And this Rashi, and the Rashi where it says, with Yuftel Rav Yudah, thus implying there is no Kashi against Shmuel. So it's difficult, according to Rashi, the Kashi should be directed against Shmuel too. So because of that, the Maram Shif explains it as follows. It's very confusing, I mean, what the Maram Shif said, but it's not so difficult, I mean, what the Maram Shif said. So the Maram Shif says it like this. Now, according to the Maram Shif's pshat in Teisves, so if, let's say, Rochel by itself, without Tofus Misira, is not a Kinyan, and Tofus Misira by itself is not a Kinyan, because Bimtzia Tofus Misira is not a Kinyan, then the two together couldn't constitute a Kinyan. In other words, if each act by itself is not a Kinyan, so the two acts could not be a Kinyan. That's according to Teisves. But Rashi is Chelik, the Maram Shif says. And according to Rashi, so Maram Shif says as follows. Now, how does Teisves explain the Gemara? Teisves explains the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, Shma min ma Shmuel ta'ate, rochum umani, chat kone v'chat loy kone. וידענו הימי נאי, היכה דומי, אילו אם רוחו וכמל וכחודי מנה וכולי מכיוון דומי לקונה, אלו יקום אם לקונה, רוחו וכמל וכמל, אלו יקום אם לקונה, רוחו וכמל וכמל, אלו רוחו וכמל וכמל וכמל, מי רוחו וכמל 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 וכמל. So Teisves says, he says in the דברה מסכו, of רוחו וכמל וכמל, so in other words, that Rav Yudah had two sveikas. So one sofik was, maybe there are two possibilities in the mind of Rav Yudah, insofar as the statement by Shmuel is concerned. So one possibility was that Shmuel made the statement in regard to Rochel v'chudeh Manik v'chudeh. Then obviously he must have said Manik is Kenah, Rochel v'chudeh is not. But then there is another possibility. The other possibility is that Shmuel made the statement in regard to Rochel v'chudeh Manik. So obviously he took it for granted that Rochel v'chudeh is Kenah. But he made a statement in connection with Rochel Mokmani. So one is Kenah and one is not Kenah. So then we have to consider which one is Kenah. So then that was the Sofik of Rav Yudah. So Rav Yudah was spacious later that Rochel is not even Kenah. But so there were two Sveikas originally in the mind of Rav Yudah. One Sofik is that perhaps Shmuel made the statement in regard to Rochel Mokmani Mokmani Mokmani, and then he obviously must have said that Rochel is not Kenah. Or the other possibility was that Shmuel made his statement in regard to Rochel Mokmani, then he obviously took it for granted that Rochel is Kenah. But Rochel Mokmani, so one is Kenah, one is not Kenah. One is not Kenah. That's the pshat according to Teisves. According to Rashi, the Maram Shif says that when the Gemara says that Yikel Meimah Dulikoneh Rochel Vudulik Meimah, so Rav Yudah was sure that, I mean, after considering it, even though he said It indicates that he really doesn't know whether Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochel Lechude or in connection with Rochel Machmanik, but so he expressed it that way. In other words, like this, I wouldn't know whether he made his statement in regard to Rochel Lechude Manik Chude, but after considering it, so he came to the conclusion that Shmuel must have made a statement in regard to Rochel Machmanik. In regard to Rochel Machmanik. But Rochel Lechude he certainly came in. But it depends which kind of Rochel. So in other words, so Rav Yudeh, after considering what he heard from Shmuel, so he came to the conclusion, Rav Yudeh, that Shmuel made his statement in regard to Rochel Machmanik. But Rochel by itself is certainly king. But there is a certain suffix in regard to Rochel by itself. Even though Rochel by itself is certainly king, but it depends which kind of Rochel by itself. Whether it's a Rochel Gorua by itself lechude, or Rochel Miule lechude. In other words, there are two kinds of Rochel. There is a Rochel that is tough, blow it off with Misure. That's called Rochel Gorua. And then there is a Rochel that is a Rochel Sheini Gorua, Rochel Mule. A Rochel that is also Tafel Misire. So Rav Yudeh was sure that Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokiman. But Rochel Lechude is Kenyan. But the question is, which kind of Rochel Lechude is Kenyan? Whether a Rochel even without of his Misere is Kene, Lechude, or only a Rochel that is of his Misere, that he wasn't sure. So Rav Yudeh said, Nerzana. So, Elo Yikil Melkonoro, Elo Rochel Mokemani, he boiled. My Rochel Vodiv, the Tofus Bey, or the only money Godiv, the Ozle Machmo say. So, in other words, so the question is this. If Rochel b'mokimani, if one was a Rochel b'mokimani, so one is Canaan and one is not Canaan. Which one? Rochel b'mokimani, so one is Canaan and one is not Canaan. Now say, if it's a Rochel b'nitofus b'misire, if it's a Rochel b'nitofus b'misire, b'mokimani. So Rav Shmuel said, one is Canaan and one is not Canaan. One is not king. So that alternatives. It could be that if one is a Rochel Vitovus Misira, the Moki Manik, so the Rochel is king, and the Manik is not king. And it could be that if one is Rochel Vitovus Misira and the other one is Manik, so the Manik is king, and the Rochel is not king. So what does it depend? It depends whether Shmuel held that Rochel Gorua Lechude is king. If we say that Rochov Gorua, Rochov that is not of Uzbim Misire, Lechude is Kene, so then in the case, so since Rochov Lechude that is not a Rochov Gorua, a Rochov that is not of Uzbim Misire, Lechude is Kene. What does it mean? Because it's Azlemat Machmose. So that needs always a Mishire. So Mimele, if it, you'll have two. One will be Rochel Vitofus Bemisire, and one will be Manik. So Mele, Rochel by itself is a Mishich, is constitutes Mishich. Assuming that Rochel Gorua is Kane, so that means that Oslemat Machmose is Mishich, is considered Mishich, and Manik of course is Mishich. So when the two come together, one is Rochel Vitofus Bemisire, and one is just Manik. So the Rochel that is Tovus Misire has everything that the Manik has. In other words, he makes a Mishiche, just as the Manik makes a Mishiche. And in addition, he has the Adote, he's Tovus Misire, because he could be Kene, it would be considered Mishiche even without the Tovus Misire. But now, over and above the Kene Mishiche that is involved in the Rochel alone, So it's all sort of a misira. So in other words, so Mimele is so in that way, so the pshat of Rashi is like the Maram Shif's pshat in Tesis. How does Tesis say? How does Tesis say? In other words, if there is a kinyan, if Rochov Olom, Ozlem At Machmos is a kinyan, and it's coupled with Tofiz Mimisire, so then it's a better kinyan than man. As we explained that, why? Because the whole kinyan of Mishicha is based upon taking possession, since Ozlem At Machmos in itself constitutes taking possession. And in addition, there is a more of taking possession on account of the Tofus B'misire. Tofus B'misire. So there is more taking possession done by the Rochel, the Tofus B'misire, as is done by the man. In the same way he explains Rashi. So in other words, so one alternative is that Shmuel held that Rochel Goruha by itself is a kinyan Mishicha. Why? Because of Azlem At Machmos. So Memele, since Rochel Goruha by itself is a kinyan Mishicha. When Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is Rochel, they talk with Mishicha, and Shimon is Manik, so, and Shmuel said in such a case, he said, one is Kene, one is not Kene. And the Shaila is, who did Shmuel say is Kene? Reuven or Shimon? Reuven who is Rochel on top of the Mishire, or Shimon who is just money? So obviously, since Shmuel did say that one is Kene, one is not Kene, and once we assume that Rochel Goruha by itself is Kene, so maybe it follows logically that Rochel on top of the Mishire could not be less than money. After all, the Manik is only Meshich. The Rochel is Meshich, and then he's talking to Sira too. And see, but if Shmuel didn't say, if Shmuel hadn't made a memory, if Shmuel hadn't made a memory that Rochel Moke Manik, so one is Kene, one is not Kene, so then we would say, so what? One Reuven is Rochel Vetov with Misire, and Shimon is just Manik. So both are Kene. But Shmuel did make a memory that in the case where Reuven is Rochel Veitov with Mimsire, and Shimon is Manik, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. So we couldn't say, it wouldn't be logical to say that Shmuel said in such a case that the Manik is Kene and the Rochel is not Kene. Because that wouldn't be logical. After all, if Rochel Goruha by itself constitutes Mishire. So the Rochel Vitovus Misire is more than the Manik. The Manik is just Meshich. But the Rochel Vitovus Misire is Meshich because Arul Bat Machmaseh. And that in itself would be sufficient to be Kene. And in addition, is also Vitovus Misire. Why should the Kiyan of Manik, why should the Kiyan of Rochel Vitovus Misire, who has a certain Adofe over and above the Manik, be bottled Ligavi the Manik, who doesn't have any Adofe as against the Rochel Vitov Misire. So if Shmuel didn't say any statement, then we'd say true. Reuven, who is Rochel Vitov Misire, has a certain adofe over and above Shimon, who is just a manik. But there's no significance in that adofe. But Shmuel did make a statement that in such a case where Reuven is Rochel Vitov Misire, Shmuel is manik. So one is Kene, one is not Kene, one is Kene, is Vatel. Obviously, the only logical conclusion is that he must have said that the manik is not Kene, the manik's kinyan is bottle. Why should the manik's kinyan be bottle? Because the manik's kinyan involves only the kinyan mishicha. There is nothing over and above the kinyan mishicha of the manik. Mashenik in the rochel b'tovel misira, once we assume that rochel by itself, even without tovel misira, is a kinyan mishicha. So, but now he has, there are two things, rochel mishicha, the ozel mat machmosei, and also tovel misira. So if Shmuel had held, once we assume that Shmuel had held that Rochel Goruha by itself is Kene, then it follows only logically that when Shmuel said Rochel Mokemani, Rochel Mitofel Misir and Mokemani, so one is Kene, one is not Kene, what must he have said? Manig is Kene. Rochel, what must he have said? That Rochel is Kene, Rochel Mitofel Misir is Kene. Manig not. Why? Because the Rochel has Mishiche and the Adofe of Tofus Mishiche. But if Shmuel held that Rochel Goruha of the Chude is not Kene, but Rochel Tofus Mishiche, even if Shmuel had held The troch of Geruah is not, Mechude is not kine, but troch of Itov of Mesire is certainly kine. Why? Because the two together. So I mean, this is what Nachlas David says, I mean, this is a big deal. In other words, how could, in other words, whereas the Maram Shif says, in connection with Taisus, the Taisus holds that it's impossible that if Rochel by itself, as we mat machmosei, is not a Kenyan, and Tofus Mibisire by itself is not a Kenyan b'mtziye, so it's impossible that the two together, Rochel, also mat machmosei, together with Tofus Mibisire by mitziye should be a Kenyan, so according to Taisus, it's impossible. Because if he checked by itself, he's not a Kenyan, so two such checks cannot constitute a Kenyan. So Maram Shif says, Rashi is right. So according to Rashi, this was the topic that Rav Yehuda held. Rav Yehuda was sure, after thinking it over, so Rav Yehuda was sure that Shmuel made his statement in regard to Rochel Makman. But Rochel Lechudesh, so Shmuel took it for granted that it is a king. But the question is, Rabbi Yehuda Sofi, what kind of Rochel Lechudesh is a king? Rochel Geruah Lechudesh is a king or Rochel Nul Lechudesh is a king? So there are two alternatives. So then, and Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokemanik. Rochel Vitofus Misire be Mokemanik. Where Reuven is a Rochel Vitofus Misire. Shimon is just the man. So he made a statement, one is Kene, one is not Kene. Who is Kene, who is not Kene, who is Kene, the Rochel Mesure, or Shimon is Kene? Well, so it all depends. It all depends. Whether Rochel Geruah Lechude is a Kene, according to Shmuel. If Rochel Geruah Lechude is a Kene, then, so Rochel Lechude without of his Mesire is Meshichim. Then, when he's Rochel Beit of his Misire, he has a certain adov. So, Memele, in case where Reuven is Rochel Beit of his Misire, and Shimon is just Manik, and Shmuel said in such a case, one is Kene, one is not Kene. So, it's obvious, who is Kene? That the Rochel is Kene, and the money is not Kene. But if we assume like that alternative, that true Shmuel took it for granted that Rochel Lechud is Kene. But when Shmuel took it for granted that Rochel Lechud is Kene, he didn't mean Rochel Geruah Lechud is Kene. He meant Rochel Miule Lechud is Kene. That means Rochel Vitofus Bemisire is Kene. Rochel Vitofus Bemisire is Kene. Now, if Rochel Vitofus Bemisire is Kene, so then on the contrary, and Shmuel said in the case, with the two come together, Reuven is Rochel Vitofus Bemisire, and Shimon is Manik. So Shimon is Manik, so it's the behemoth moves in a very substantial way, Machmosei. And the Rochel is only was Lemat Machmosei, and that is not enough to make him Shire. But together with Tofus Mesire, then it is a king. Then it is a king and Anit Miyad Miyad. But so then it's mistaber that when Sim Shmuel did say in the case where Reuven is Rochel Vitofus Mesire and Shimon is just money, that one is Kene and one is not Kene, he could not have said that the Rochel Vitofus Mesire he has an advantage over the money. After all, the money, so the behemoth will also make more say. And the Rochel, so it's not all the Machmosei. The Mat Machmosei is nothing by itself. It wouldn't even be a Kenyan except for the fact that he is also Tofus Mesire. Mashenke the Manik, so it's also Machmosei in a substantial way. And because of his Manik alone, it's Meshiche. So it's Mistaber that, in other words, once we assume that Shmuel held only Rochel Miule is a Kenyan by itself. But only Rochel Tofus Mesire, so Mele, it's mistaber to say that when Shmuel did say in connection with Rochel Mokemanik, Rochel Tofus Mesire Mokemanik, he meant Rochel, so he meant that the Manik is Kenyan and the Rochel Tofus Mesire is not Kenyan. But Rochel Tofus Mesire by itself is certainly Kenyan. So in other words, so what was the subject of Rav Yehuda? So in other words, one thing is sure, according to Rav Yehuda, that Rochel Miule by itself is certainly Kene. The sophic is whether rochov goruah by itself is kenei. This is the basic sophic in the abaye. Rochov in the top is boy, don't money for the dozen machmosek. So it all depends. If we say that rochov goruah is kenei by itself, so then we have to say in case of rochov mokemanik rochov odit. The top is bo. If we say that rochov goruah by itself is not kene, but only rochov itof is misire by itself is kene. So rochov itof is misire b'mokim manik. Then so the manik is kene, and then Shmuel must have said that the manik is kene, and the rochov itof is misire is not kene. So then Omer Rav Yisef, Omer Rav Yud, Nerzan, Tana manik seifes aboyim, vayishiv korin seifes aboyim. Chadmiya Peter es ayishiv korin. ומדעפך שמואל ויתונו וחכומים פטרים איזה איש וביקורים שמע מנו רוחב וחודה ליקונן. Now, דרך הבקליים. So the only question is he a man? So since we say that we see the חכומים say he's not חייב משום קליים, so obviously he's not considered מנית שיהיה בחמי הירבות. So אז למעט מחמוסי is not משיחה. If אז למעט מחמוסי is not משיחה, so that means that רוחב גרוע and he So that means that Rochov Goruah, is not kin by itself. Rochov Goruah is not kin by itself. So what kind of Rochov is kin al-Khude? Only Rochov Vitofus, B'misire is kin. So in other words, so he was patient that Shmuel held only Rochov Miule is kin by itself. But Rochov Goruah is not kine by itself. And since Shmuel did say that he remembered that Rochov Mokemani, so what is kine, what is not kine, so we must come to the conclusion that what did Shmuel say? That in case of Rochov, the Rochov it offers Misira, the Mokemani, since the Rochov Goruah by itself is nothing, cannot even be kine, only together with Tophis Misira. So when the Rochov and Tophis Misira is together with the Mani, and the Mani so is, So he's a real Meisheich, and the behemoth is Azle Machmosei Mamesh in a substantial way. So Shmuel must have said that the Manik is Kene, and the Rochov Itofus Misire is not Kene. Now, so how does the Maram Shiv, what does the Maram Shiv do with this Rashi, which is the basic Rashi? So, now the Shmamino Rochov Kone, שלוי במוקמני, וחיבני שלוי במוקמני, קונה כולי, מוקמני פלטי. Now this vice, obviously, is reference to the case where it's not always במסירה, because אחות רוחב חמיר ואחות אובס במסירה. So the other fellow who walks along the חמיר, he is אובס במסירה, and the ריחב is not even במסירה. He just, there is a bispagio, part of the מסירה is on the חמיר itself, so it's like the תכשיט החמיר, but he's not אובס במסירה. So the Reichiv is not of the Misir, at all. So only the other person is of the Misir. So he's a Rochov Goruah. And still we see that he's Kene. So Rashi says, so we see the Rochov Shaloi B'mokeman. Here there is no money. One, the other one is just of Misira, is not money. So it's Rochov Lechude. But what kind of a Rochov Lechude is it? It's a Rochov Goruah Lechude. And we see from this price that he's Kene, V'chiv v'disheloi b'make manik is Kone Kule. So b'moke manik is Pauge. So but where's the Kashe? How can we say b'moke manik is Pauge? But Rav Yudah says that Rochov Mokemanik, even if Rochov Lechude is Kene, but Rochov Mokemanik, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. One is Kene, not Kene. Now, but according to Rashi's Pshat, so what does it mean one is Kene, one is not Kene? In other words, if we say that Rochov Lechude is Kene, so then Rochov Vitofus will be Sira be Mokemanik. So the Rochov would be Kene, and the Manik wouldn't be Kene at all. Because then the Rochov Vitofus B'Misire would involve more of taking possession than the man. Because the Rochov Goruah by itself, he constitutes enough of taking possession to the Kene. So when he's Rochov and Tofus B'Misire, as against money, So the Rochel would be Kene, the Manik would not be Kene. That's only in a case where one is Rochel Beitov with Misire, and Ruben is Rochel Beitov with Misire, and Shimon is just Manik. So then, Rav Yude, so if Rochel Gorua is Kene, so in the case of Rochel Beitov with Misire, and the other together with the Manik, so the Rochel Beitov with Misire would be Mevatel, the king of the Manik. But suppose Reuben is just Rochel Venatov as Menisire, and Shimon would be Manik, so then they would be equal. Because the only reason as to why we say Rochel Moke Manik, so he can have Ikone, he can have Loikone, and assuming that Rochel Gorua by itself is a Kinyan, so who is the one who is Kene? Who has the Adofe? The Rochel Venatov as Menisire has the Adofe. So he's Mevatel Kinyan of the Manik, so only if the Rochel is also Tov with Misire. And the other one is a Manik. But if the Rochel is not Tov with Misire, and the other one is a Manik, now, since Rochel by itself is a Kinyan, why? Because Oslo Mat Machmotze. And the other one is a Manik. So they're both equal. So that's why Rashi says, the given the shaloi be moki mani, kone kule be moki mani, rochov gorua be moki mani. Now the rochov shaloi tov is misire, be moki mani, so he's spalding. But and when did Rav Yude say that one is kene, one is not kene? And in this case, and if we say that rochov by itself, rochov gorua is kene, so then rochov moki mani, so the rochov is kene mani, not if he's rochov veitov is misire be moki mani. So then the Rochel Tov is Misire is Kene, the Manik is not Kene. But if one will be Rochel, the Roy Tov is Misire, and the other one will be Manik, so then he will not be Kene. So that means the other one will be Manik, so then they'll both be Kene. So both be Kene. This is how the Maram Shif explained the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, again, the Nachos David, so just as he doesn't like Maram Shif's pshat in Teisves, so he doesn't like Maram Shif's pshat in Rashi, and in Rashi as he thinks that Maram Shif's pshat in Rashi is even a greater dich. Why is there a greater dich? Because at least according to Maram Shif's pshat in Teisves, so there is no such thing as one, two acts, each one by itself, not being a kinyan. But when the two acts are done together, so then it is a kinyan. But he says, but according to Rashi, so that was the Abaya of Rav Yude. In other words, Rav Yude made his memory in connection with Rochel, Vitov, Misir, and Mokimani, and he said one is kinyan, one is not kinyan. And the question was, who did Shmuel say is Kene, one is not Kene? So it depends. If Shmuel holds that Rochel Gorua by itself is Kene, so then Shmuel must have meant that where Rochel is of Misir and Mokimani, so the Rochel has the Adof. So that's Adof. But if Shmuel holds that Rochel Gorua by itself is not a Kene, but only Rochel of Misir is a Kene. So in other words, so that means, according to Rashi, so Rav Yude said that perhaps Shmuel holds that Rochel by itself is not Kene, but Rochel with Tovid Misire is Kene, even though Tovid Misire by itself is not a Kenyan either. So that the Nachos David considers as a big lich. But it's not difficult at all, because in line with what I mentioned before, that the whole Kenyan of Mishicha is based upon the concept of taking possession. So, and what is tough me, and what is tough is Misire, Mitzkin, Mechamemcha are also taking possession. But by Mitzia, there isn't enough taking possession when there is no Mecher who transfers, who turns over the Misire to Mitzia. But there is a slight of taking possession involved in the grabbing of the Misire by the Zeche. So when it is coupled with with the Adel Matmach Mosei, so then there is enough taking possession. So it comes within the key of the Aniknum Yadliyah. So it's not difficult. However, now, the Nachlas David, he doesn't like the Maram Shif's Pshat in these ways. And he doesn't like the Maram Shif's Pshat in Rashi. So it could be that Nachlas David doesn't like the Maram Shif's Pshat because Nachlas David did not understand, the Maram Shif that way. The Maram Shif bases it upon the concept of Dovah Aniknum Yad Liyad taking possession. But he thought that Maram Shif just bases it upon a principle that if there is a Kenyan plus Hadofe, so that prevails over a Kenyan that does not have the addition of Hadofe. So he says, what kind of logic is that? But once we explain it that way, so it's very reasonable. In other words, because two Aslam Atmach Mose is a Kenyan. Is a Kenyan. But well, he's a Kenyan, but when he, and Manik is of course a Kenyan, but when the Adlam Atmach Mosei is coupled with another taking possession, so then it constitutes a greater taking of possession than just Manik. So it's not difficult at all, I mean. But the Chos David apparently didn't understand the Maram Shif that way, so that's why he was Matzik. So Mela, how does he explain? He says that the Pshat, and it's very similar to Maram Shif, what the Nachal David says. It's not a question of a Kenyan plus Adofi, but it's a question of a Kenyan plus Muzik. So he lays down the proposition that if Reuven and Shimon will make a Kenyan Nechefet at the same time, and Reuven's Kenyan will consist of a Kenyan plus becoming a Muzik Nechefet, and Shimon's Kenyan will consist just of a Kenyan, not becoming a Muzik, so the Kenyan that is coupled with Mosek, he prevails over the Kenyan that is uncoupled with Mosek. Now, that in itself, again, I mean, if we explain it on the basis of the concept of taking possession of the Anit Mi'aliyah, so then we can understand. So insofar, so then we can apply that Svore Ligabi Mshir, not Ligabi Adakiyon. We couldn't apply it Ligabi Adakiyon. So then it makes sense. But if the Nachlas David meant that, so then this is exactly what the Maram Shif says. So obviously the Nachlas David didn't understand the Maram Shif that way. So it's not mistaken that the Nachlas David himself meant it, that he meant it that way. And then there is a raya, Nachlas David didn't mean it that way. Even though, I mean, since he uses the terms a Kenyan plus Muzik is prevails against the Kenyan that is uncoupled with Muzik. I mean, so the language that he uses lends itself to this kind of reasoning, but Nachlas David doesn't mean that. Why the Rai is, he mentions the Moshe, of, let's say, according to the Rishonim, and let's say, Avot in the Hefker. Many Rishonim say that if there is Avot that involves Hirche, so that is the Kenyan. So suppose someone, Reuven and Shimon, would make habote and echifes and mitzi at the same time, but Reuven would couple the habote that involves tirche with agboye, and Shimon wouldn't couple it with agboye. So naturally, it's obvious, he says, that Reuven, the one who would have the habote and the mitzi at the same time as Shimon, but he would couple it at the same time with Agboye, he would prevail as against Shimon. I would also say that, but again, on the basis of taking possession, because after all, why is Abote? Teisa says that Abote, that where he did a lot of tirche, so that is kingdoms here. What is in that tirche? Let's say he built a fence around, there was a crop, let's say, and lying, you know, exposed to everybody. So then he was mabit on it, and he built a fence. So that is a kinyan. So what kind of a kinyan is it? All right, it's a kones chachomim. But midrabonon, it's not a deraisa probably. But midrabonon, on what kinyan is it based? It's also based upon the key and the reise of the Vanit Miyad Miyad, of taking possession. So then the Chachomim are misakein, that by Hefkeh, when there is a bote that involves Dirche, that's also taking possession. It's not just a bote with vision, I mean, what is it? It's a key and just by vision, by looking at it. And by Tirche, what is it? It's a combination of looking and being matriach. In other words, he was looking at the crop, and then he built a fence, and he protected the crop so that it shouldn't be exposed. So that is Kenin. So it's Takonis Chachomim. But the Takonis Chachomim is based upon the Kenin of Dovranit Miyad Liyad, of taking, of Achnosel Rosh Hussein. So in other words, so the Chachomim said, that being tzie, where there is a bote with tirche, that's also like achnosel rosh hussein. It's also an exercise of dominion. It's also achnosel rosh hussein. So again, this ki and the rabbonon of a bote behefkia with tirche is based upon the kinyan, the principle of dovranit miyad liyad, of taking possession, of exercising dominion. So, and that boye certainly is because of exercise dominion. So of course there is more of taking possession by done by Ruvein, who has a bote and a boye, than by Shimon, who just has a bote. So again, but the Nachlev David, apparently he lays down a cloud that the Kenyan plus Moses prevails as against the Kenyan uncoupled with Moses. So he explains Tesis that way. And then Rashi, he says, Rashi also agrees with Tesis Shite. That where one thing is a kinyan, where one thing is a kinyan, so then the where one thing, where one act is not a kinyan by itself, so two acts, each of which is not a kinyan by itself, so it couldn't constitute a kinyan. Now, so the Nachus David says that according to Rashi agrees with Tesis, but Rashi is chelik on Tesis only on one point. What is Rashi chelik on Tesis? Only on one point, and that is whereas Tesis says that that if something is a kinyan lechude by itself, even if together with money, even if ochuv mok money. As long as we assume that Rochel by itself is a kinyan. So even if Rochel together with Manik is not a kinyan, but in Mosek he is, so the Rashi is chelik. And Rashi holds that even if, that just as we say that a kinyan, that assuming that Rochel lechud is a kinyan, so Rochel be mokim Manik is not kinyan. So he's not in Muzak either. So Rochel Mokemanik is not Muzak. So Rochel Mokemanik is not Muzak. This is what Nachlev David says. But according to Nachlev David's pshat, so this Rashi cannot be explained according to Nachlev David's pshat. According to Nachlev David's pshat and Rashi. Because the Rashi, which says, V'chiv nishaloi b'manik, shaloi b'mokemanik, kone kulei, now if we say that Rashi agrees with Tesis, but at one point is Chelikan Tesis, whereas Tesis says that he wants Rochel is a kiyan by itself, so Mele, he is a Muzakim Mokemanik, though Rochel is not a kiyan Mokemanik. So Rashi holds, no, if Rochel by itself is a kiyan, but Mokemanik is not a kiyan, so Mokemuzak is not a kiyan either. So then the question arises, so why does Rashi say, Shema menu rochov konek, shaloi mokimani? V'chiv di shaloi mokimani, konek kulei, v'mokimani kpalge. But Rav Yudah said that even if rochov by itself is a kinyan, but rochov mokimani, so one is kinyan and one is not a kinyan. One is a kinyan and one is not a kinyan. So mimele, So in Mele, why does Rashi say Mokemanik Pauge? So one could be a Kenyan and one could not be a Kenyan. Now the Ktzei says another pshat. The Ktzei says another pshat in Rashi. And the Ktzei says that Rashi holds that the whole Abayit that the whole abaye of Rochum Vokemanik, so Chad Kone, Chad Loi Kone, the question is which, that's only Ligabe Mose, but Ligabe Kinyanat. Just the reverse of Teisus. Teisus Shite is that the abaye of Rochum Vokemanik, is so when one is a king and one is king and one is not king, he's only Ligabi Kien. Ligabi Muzek, there is no Shaile. Once we establish that Trochum Lichud is a king, so he has to be Muzek if Mokemani. No matter what we say, he has to be Muzek, even the Mokemani. No, even if we say in connection with Kien, that Trochum Mokemani is not a king. That's the Teisus Shite. Rashi says, Simeri Samachtes, he says, Rashi's Shita is just the reverse. And according to Ekseis, the Rashi is very smooth, without any dicha. Because Rashi holds that insofar as Kiyan is concerned, so then, once we assume that Rochel Vechudi is a Kiyan, so then it has to be a Kiyan, even b'mokemanik. So then it is a kinyan b'mokemanik too. Mokemanik too. But the shaila is only in Gatamuz. Only in Gatamuz. So that's, and it fits the Russian, I don't know why the Afrasdavi doesn't like the Ktseis Pshat, but the Ktseis Pshat happens to fit into the Russian of Rashi very well. So Rashi says, in dem roch und gut ist er sich schön nach man gemi u boy hat na shuk ve khit im menu von einu u mei shol ik nei so ve khay man gemi roch und nei u boy hat khit im menu von einu ik nei so wie komm scho hat nei li konne u man hat ich schaffe hat so hier rasche emphasize skin the first in the first topic of Rav Yehuda. If we say that Rav Shmuel said made his memory in connection with Rochum Lechude, so that's only here. But then when he says when El Rochum Makmanig Boyalei, so he says Shneim Boyim Ufaneinu Zeh Rochum Zeh Manig Zeh Mekol Sholi Zeh Mekol Sholi. Now, if we are going to say that according to Rashi, so this suffix applies to Kinyan and to Mosek. Let Rashi mention an example of Kinyan too. How is it Rashi only mentions an example of Mosek? He doesn't mention Kinyan at all. He only mentions, let him mention an example where we saw that Reuben and Shimon together grabbed at the same moment. They grabbed the behemoth and one grabbed it by becoming a reichet on it, and one grabbed it at the same time by becoming the manik of it. Why doesn't he mention? He mentions no case where we didn't see what happened. But then they come, Zeyma Kulishli, Zeyma Kulishli. So in other words, what do you mean Zeyma Kulishli? Zeyma Kulishli, it means Zeyma Kulishli, I was Magbiyat, I was Meshachet by myself, and then the other fellow came and became a manik. And then the manik says, the one who now is seen as a manik says, I was Magbiyat, I was Meshachet by myself, and then he came and he got on top of the vein. So he only mentions an example of music. He doesn't mention an example of Kinyan. So the answer is that according to Rashi, once we assume that Shmuel held the Trochul Lechude is Kene, so then it must be a Kinyan even the Mokeman. Even Mokeman. But when he said that's in regard to Moses. So then we can say too Rochum Lechude is a king, and Manik Lechude is certainly a king. But Rochum Mokemanik, so it could be that since he's Rochum and Tofusvei, so the Mele is more of a Moses than the Manik, so the Mele, if he's more of a Moses, so the Rochum, the Tophus Bey is a Mosek and the Manik is not a Mosek. Or vice versa, we could say that the Manik is more of a Mosek. So in other words, so then this Rashi, this basic Rashi is not difficult according to the text. This basic Rashi is not difficult. Because the basic Rashi, שמאמי נרוחוב קונה, שלוי במוקמני, וחילני שלוי במוקמני קונה כולי במוקמני פלגה. So what the kashe, but he said that even though רוחוב וחולי is kene, but מוקמני maybe is not kene, that's in regard to key, that's in regard to Moses. But Rashi here is not discussing Moses, he is discussing a case where we saw that the two grabbed it together at the same moment. So it's not the question of Sveikas, it's not the question of Mosek, it's a question of Kinyan. In Kinyan, once we establish that Rochel Lechude is Kene, so Mimele, so it certainly can be Kene Pauge, Bimoke, Bimokeman. Now, the only thing is, then this Gemore said, Shmaros Mimash Multarte, Mimash Multarte, so in other words, V'lidane Himinai, Ich dom ilo im roch le khude mani go khude mani go khude mik man dom likon. So then he must have said that roch ob iske mani gnat. Elo, I'm sorry, that mani iske named and roch na. Elo iko no mad likon e roch ob iske mani. Elo iko mani likon roch ob mani. Elo roch mak mani ge boyle. Mai roch ob de top is bego dil mani go di sad mak mosi. So that's only in shaile. So if Shmuel made a statement only in regard to Rochel Mokmani, that means he took it for granted that Rochel the Chude is Kene, and the Shaila is Muzik. So then this is strange. This Gemara is strange. Om Rav Yisef, Om Rav Yudah Nerzanan, Ditnan Hamanik Sevek Zaboyi, Vayish Bikoren Sevek Zaboyi. So Chachomim Petri. So since the Chachomim say that Rochel is Poter in Mkwai, so that means that it's not considered a Meshich Manig as a Behemo. So Memele Rochov Lechude, Smamino Rochov Lechude Loikone. So according to the Kseis Pshat Merashi, exotic the Kseis Pshat Merashi, so according to the Kseis Pshat Merashi, so Rochov Lechude, Mikamandoma Loikone. So he said, Elo Yikel Meima Likone Rochel Likemeima. So then the Kseis will have to say that what Rav Yudah is saying is this. In other words, at first he didn't remember whether Shmuel made his memory in regard to Rochel Lechude Manik Lechude or in regard to Rochel Mokemani. If he made the memory in regard to Rochel, if he made the memory in regard to Rochel Lechude or Manik Lechude, then obviously he must have said that Manik Lechude is Kene, Rochel Lechude is not Kene. But maybe he's made his memory in connection with Rochel Mokmanik. Then it follows that Shmuel must have taken for granted that Rochel Lechude is Kene. And the Meila, insofar as Kene is concerned, so even Rochel Mokmanik is Kene. It's Kone Paul. But this, he made his memory in connection with Moon. So the question is, so Shmuel, not as the Maram Shif. So a colleague that says it's not as the Maram Shif assumes. The Maram Shif assumes that Shmuel was resolving that suffix. So first he said, well, you're done it. But then he came to the conclusion that Shmuel made his remark that came in regard to Rochel Mokmani. But according to the Kseis, we have to say that Rav Yudah, on the contrary, Rav Yudah said, I remember that Shmuel made his memory. And he said one is Kane and one is not Kane. I don't remember whether he said his memory in connection with Rochel Lechude, Manik Lechude. So then he must have said that Rochel is not Kene, and Manik Lechude is Kene. Or he made his memory in connection with Rochel Mokemanik. So then he must have said that Rochel Lechude is Kene, and even Rochel Mokemanik is also Kene as far as Kene is concerned. But he must have made his statement in regard to Mur. One is Kene, not Kene. So Nerzanan, whether Shmuel made his memory in connection with Rochel Lechude, Manik Lechude, or in connection with Rochel Mokemanik. If Shmuel made his memory in connection with Rochel Lechude, Manik Lechude, then his statement must have been that Rochel is not Kene. If his statement was in regard to Rochel Mokmanik, then his statement might have been that Rochel Lechude is a Kene, and even Rochel Mokmanik is a Kene, it's going to power again. But one of them, when the two are together, so one of them is more than another Mose. So he's patient from the Mishnah, Klayim, he's patient that he should, since the Chachomim say he should be called, he's put. Yeshiv Bikoren is Potter. Now, so if Yeshiv Bikoren is Potter, that means it's not considered a man. some mele rochov le soitzeraya from the Mishneh, that rochov le chude is not Mishir. Now Shmuel, so Shmuel couldn't have made a statement in regard to rochov le chude mani le chude. Then he would be making a statement contrary to the Mishneh Klayim, contrary to the Mishneh Klayim, contrary to the Chachomim's view in the Mishneh Klayim. So it is obvious that since it's muchach from the Mishneh that rochov le chude is not the kinyan, so Shmuel couldn't have said that rochov le chude is the kinyan. So obviously Shmuel's statement was in connection. So Shmuel's statement was in connection with rochov le chude, mani le chude. And what did he say? That mani is a kinyan and rochov is not the kinyan. Now, so then the Gemara says, so then Rashi says, Shmamino. Rochov kone shloi mokemani, v'chim shloi mokemani kone kule b'mokemani k'pal. All right, this is the Ksei Pshat. Now, this is the Ksei Pshat in the Gemara, in Rashi. But I think that the best Pshat in Rashi is the Besalayim. Chele Gimu. Simen Mem Gimu. Now, he says, now, there is a Rashi, he mentions a Rashi. He mentions the Rashi, the Rochuf Kone, the Afo Gavdu in Mishichi, that's a Rashi that Ches, Omed Aleph, the third line from the bottom of the Omed. The Rochuf Kone, the Afo Gavdu in Mishichi, she nuzoza mikimo, she imanigo berato, she marino rato. So we see now, so the Beis Halevi is midayik from that Lashon of Rashi, that according to Rashi, you see all the Rishenim, not all the Rishenim, the Ritzvot and Shidun Kubetzes is Chelik. But all the other Rishenim say that if we say Rochov Lechude is Kene, so it's based upon the fact that the Azle Me'at Machmos. All the Rishenim say that. Why do they say that? That Rochov Lechude is Kene, so it is based upon Azle Me'at Machmos. So, and the Raya that it is based upon that, because the Gemara mentions the Mishnah in Klai, if Rochuf is Kene would be a separate Kinyan of Rochuf. So we can ask the question, what kind of a Kinyan is Rochuf? Alright, but let's say that if Rochuf is Kene, Rochuf Lechud is Kene, so it's a separate Kinyan of Rochuf, not Mishiche. So what Shaychas is there between the Shaila where the Rochuf is Kene, which is on the basis of a separate kinyan and time. Bishlamin, if we say that Rochuf is kene, it's kene stasis says, on account of Adle Me'at Machmose, and the question is, this Me'at, is that to be considered as a Mishiche, or it's not considered as a Mishiche, all right. So then we can understand. But if, so claims, in other words, so if we say that Rochuf is kene, so it means because of Adle Me'at Machmose, so that's also Mishiche. So by Klayim, it should be considered as Manik, Shevach, and Eliyahu. If we say Rochuf is not Kene, so that Mi'at Machmose is not considered Manik, so Memele is not Manik, Shevach, and Eliyahu. But if we say that Rochuf is a separate Kene, so then there is no Shaychas between the Shaychas, whether Rochuf is Kene and Klayim. But the Ritzvos, in Shem Kubetzes, he says that if Rochuf is Kene, so it's on the basis of a separate Kene of Rochuf. Has nothing to do with Mishiche, without Azle Me'at Machmos. Now, so the Beis Halevi is midayik from the Loshon of Rashi. The Loshon of Rashi, here the Ches Amidalev, the Rochuf Kone, the Afogad Lui Mishiche, Shein Mezozo Minkemo, Shein Manigo Merago. It's not a Hecher Gomor, as I mentioned, I think, once, because it could be La Mishiche Shein Mezozo Minkemo, in other words, that there is no Akiras Yad V'Regel. But there is a certain kind of a movement. So maybe that could be Azle Me'at Machmose. I mean, it could be, but the Beis Halevi doesn't assume like that. So in other words, so he assumed that according to Rashi, if Rochuv is Kene, so it's a Kinyan by itself. So maybe he says as follows. This is true, that whenever one is Reichiv, as some mentioned, the moment the person gets on top of the animal, so the animal makes a slight movement. But that movement is not Kiddush Kishtake Yaperek. But there is such a movement. But this movement, if it's not Yaker Yaderek, also that's no Mishirek. That has no significance. That's not considered a movement. But there is a slight movement by the behemoth when a person gets on top of the behemoth. But this, Rashi calls in his Ozom and came on. Because since it's not Taka Yadiregel, so it's not, that's called Inuzozom came. So like this. So Rashi holds that the one who says that Rochov Lichude is Kene, so it's on the basis of a separate kin. Not on the basis of Mashiach. But the union of Adle Machmach Mosi, that's a Mitzias. So that has to be considered. So Mimele Reichei can be considered to be Kene on two scores. One on the score of the Adle Machmach Mosi. Let's say if we say that even without Ake Yadm Regel, even a mashu, even a slight movement by the name, is also Mashiach. Even though it's not Ake Yadm Regel. So Rechev could be Kene because of Mashiach. And then, even if we assume that the Adam Atmach Mose does not constitute Mashiach, but Rechev could still be Kene as on the basis of his separate Kiyan of Rechev. What kind of a Kiyan Rechev is that he doesn't discuss. But as a separate Kiyan of Rechev. Separate Kiyan of Rechev. So the Gemara says as follows. Now, if Rechev, so in other words, Rechev should be considered from two points of view. From the point of view of Aslam Atmach Mose, then it's Mashiach. And from the point of view of Rechev per se, because Rechev is a Kiyan per se. If it is a Kiyan on the basis of Aslam Atmach Mose, then we can say, Rochuv Mokim Manik. So one is Mivatul the other. How is it Shayach to say one Mivatul the other? Let's say, if somebody will make, let's say, suppose one will make one kinyan and the other one will make another kinyan. So one kinyan couldn't be mivatul the other kinyan. It's two different kinyanim. When is a child to say that one is mivatul the other if it's the same kinyan? Both make a kinyan mishiche, but one makes a more substantial mishiche and the other makes a slight mishiche. So then we say the one who makes the manik, who makes a very substantial mishiche, not just me'at machmosei, So his kiyan prevails as against the mishiche that is comparatively slight. But if we say that Rechev is kene not on the basis of Adle Matmach Mosei, but on the basis of a separate kiyan, and manit is kene on the basis of mishiche, so then one wouldn't be mevatel that. So Mimele he says that when Gemara said, he boiled. So Gemara said like this. Vuyidai, Shmaz min ma Shmuel tarte, Rochuv manik chad kone vechad mikone. Vuyidan hei minai, hei chedam. Ilein Rochuv lechude, u manik lechude mi kamando mo likone. So if Shmuel did say his memory in connection with Rochuv lechude, manik lechude, then the obvious, and he said one is kene, one is not kene. He couldn't have said that manik lechude is not kene. So he obviously must have said that Rochuv lechude is not kene. Now if he said that Rochuv lechude is not kene, then he must have said two halachas. Number one, it's not a kinyan on the basis of Mashiach, because Aslam Atmach Mosei is not substantial enough to constitute Mashiach, and another halacha that he must have mentioned, that he must have enunciated, Agavuche was the Trochuv by its per se is no kinyan. So if Shmuel said his memory in regard to Rochuv Roman Bechudeh, and he said that one is kinyan, one is not kinyan, he couldn't have said that Roman Bechudeh is not kinyan. So he obviously must have said that Rochuv Lechude is not Kene. So then he in effect enunciated two principles. One principle is that Aslam Atmach Mosei doesn't constitute Mashiach, and that Rochuv per se is no Kene. Rochuv per se is not Kene. Elo, Mani Lechudim Gano Lekone, Elikul Men Lekone, Rochuv Lekomeda. Elo Rochuv Mokeman. So if a rochu, but el rochu makemani ki boyelu, מי הוכו פה דיל דו טופיס בו, אוי דיום ממני גודיל דאז למחמוסי. אוי דיום ממני גודיל דאז למחמוסי. So במילא, if we say that he did say in connection and with if he did say that one is Canaan and one is not Canaan, and let's say so there is a possibility, Rav Yehuda is saying, that Shmuel said that Rochel is Canaan and Manik is not Canaan, but then he must have said his memory in connection with Rochel Mochman. So in other words, Shmuel is saying like this. There is a possibility that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochel Lechol Manik. Then he obviously must have said that Manik Lechol is Kene, Rochel Lechol is not Kene. So that would have meant two principles. Number one, that Azamat Machmosei doesn't count as Mishire. Number two, that Rochel Pasei is no Kene. But there is a possibility that Shmuel made a statement not in regard to Rochel Lechol and Manik, but he made a statement in connection with Rochel Mokimani. So then he obviously must have taken for granted. Then he obviously must have taken for granted that Rochel Lechudi is a Kinyan. But Rochel Mokimani, so he said, one is a Kinyan, one is not a Kinyan. Now if Shmuel, assuming that Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokimani, then of course he took it for granted that Rochel Lechudi is a Kinyan. But then it follows, but he made a statement, one of the two is a Kinyan when they come together, so one is a Kinyan, one is a Kinyan. Then it will follow from Shmuel that Shmuel enunciated the principle that true Rochel Lechude is a Kinyan, but it's not a Kinyan on the basis of Rochel per se, but on the basis of the Azlamat Machmosei. So since it's on the basis of Machmosei, so when it comes together with money, so one can be rather the other, because one, both are Mishiche, and one might be considered more of Mishiche than the other. So because of that, so he said one is Canaan, one is not Canaan. So then he says Lerzana. It's not a man, he says a boy, why should we call him, he says a boy. So Rami, a Peter says he should be calling. When after Shmuel, we told him, Chachom, and Peter says he should be calling, Shmam, and Rochav, Lechude, Loi, calling. So we see, of course, insofar as the Shaila, whether Rochav per se is a Kinyan, so there is no Shaychas between this Shaila and Klein. But there is another problem, this considered. Maybe Rochav is a Kinyan on the basis of Mashiach, because of the Azle Ma'at Machmose, whatever Azle Ma'at Machmose means, whether it means that there is a slight Akira, but not Akira Siyan Regal, or it means because Behim instinctively is disposed to start moving as a result of the pressure that it feels. So in other words, so there are two problems to be considered in connection with Rochel Lechude. One is on the basis of a possible Kinyan per se, and the other is on the basis of a Kinyan on account of Azle Ma'at Machmose. So if it is, so we see the Chachom in Patriot. So that means that Azle Ma'at Machmose does not make him a money. Does not make him a money. So Mimele, so it's not, so does not make him a manik. So Azlamat Machmosei doesn't make him into a manik. So Mimele, if he doesn't make him a manik, so Rochav Lechude couldn't be a Kinyan on the basis of Mashiach. Because we see from the Mishnah in Klai that Azlamat Machmosei is not manik. But then there is another possibility. Maybe it's a Kinyan on the basis of Rochav per se. But if it's on the basis of Rochav per se, so then Shmuel couldn't have said that Rochav Mokemanik, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. When could we say that when two Kinyonim come together, so one is Kene, one is not Kene, if it's the same Kene? Reuben and Shimon both do the same Kinyan, but one does the same Kinyan one way, and the other one does the Kinyan another way. So it could be that one involves more of Mishiche, more of taking possession. I mean, that also has to be explained on the basis of the fact that Mashiach is based upon taking possession. So then we can say one involves more of Mashiach than the other. The question is, which involves more of Mashiach? Does Manik involve more of Mashiach? Or Rochel Vitofus involves more of Mashiach? So then we could say one is more than the other. But if one Kinyan is a Kinyan of Mashiach, one is a Kinyan of Rochel, a special kind of rochav, whatever rochav is. So then we could not say that one is mivatel the other. How could one be mivatel the other? Now suppose the karak is nikle b'kesef and karak is nikle b'shtar. So suppose b'shtar, I mean, let's say in b'shtar chazoki. Now, so suppose one would make one kind of a kinyan and the other one would make another kind of a kinyan. So one wouldn't be mivatel the other. One wouldn't be mivatel the other. It's only one is the same kinyan. So mimele, that is the raya of Rav Yudik. In other words, Shmas min ma shmuel tarot, rochel manik, chad kone v'chad lo ikon. Lu yedane meine, ich adom, ilim rochel v'chude manik v'chude, so manik v'chude miye makamon dom lo ikon. Now rochel could be kene on two grounds. On the grounds of Aslam at Machmose, on the grounds of Ikiyam per se. So if Shmuel, once it is established that Shmuel made his memory in connection with rochel v'chude manik v'chude, and he did say one is kene, one is not kene, so he must have said, he couldn't have said, Mani Tuchudi is not Kene. So he must have said, Rochav Lechudi is not Kene. So then Shmuel enunciated two principles. One, that Atle Mat Machmose doesn't constitute Mishiche. And number two, that Rochav per se is not a Kene. Rochav per se is not a Kene. But there's another possibility. Maybe Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochav Mokemanik. And he said one is Kene and one is not Kene. One is Kene and not is not Kene. So then it could be either one. Either Rochav is Kene and Manik is not Kene, or vice versa. But if Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochav Mokemanik, so he said that one is Kene, one is not Kene. So one skin is without another skin. So it couldn't have been on the basis of the kinyan of Rochav per se, because if Rochav is a kinyan per se, so Mishicha couldn't be mivatlet. It's two separate kinyanim. So once we assume that Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochav Mokemanik, then it follows that Shmuel holds that Rochav per se is no kinyan. But the whole kinyan, the whole effect of Rochav lechude is on the basis of Maslam at Machmose. So then, since Asmach Ravos says, also Tofus, so then we can consider. So, which one involves more Mishiche than the other, for the other? But Rav Yudeh says, now Rav Yudeh wants to resolve this topic. He doesn't know whether Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokemani, or he made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokemani. So he mentions the Mishnah in Klai. So we see that Rochel is not money. Aslamat Machmose is not man. So Mimele, so one thing is determined, that Rochav Lechude couldn't be Kene on the count of Aslamat Machmose. Because if Rochav Lechude could be Kene on the basis of Aslamat Machmose, then by Kwaimi should be Chayim. And the Rachom say by Kwaimi is Potter. So that means Aslamat Machmose is not Mishich. So, but Rochav could still be a Kene, per se. But if Rochav is a kinyan per se, so then he couldn't say that Rochav Mokemanik chad kone v'chad lo ikone, so it's two separate kinyanim. One makes a kinyan Mishiche, one makes a kinyan Rochav. So then we have to say that Shmuel's statement was made not in regard to Rochav Mokemanik, but in regard to Rochav Lechud Manik Chode. And he said one is kinyan, one is not kinyan. Which one is kinyan? Manik is kinyan. He couldn't have said that Manik is not kinyan. So which one is not Kene? Rochav is not Kene. So then, two principles were enunciated by Shmuel. Number one, that Aslamat Machmose is not Mishiche, and that can be deduced from the Mishnah in Klayim. Number two, that Rochav per se is no Kinyan. So Mele Rashi says here, Bishleim Rochav, Motzle Meima, no. Shmamin Rochav Kone, Shaloi Mokemani. Vichin Shaloi Mokemani, Kone Kulei, Bimokemani Kpauge. Mokemani Kpauge. In other words, since we say since it's a raya from this price, in other words, true, this Gemore does not, on the contrary, according to Rashi, so this Kashe does not refute Rav Yehuda's Raya from the Mishnah in Klali. That is a good Raya that remains. The fact that the Chachomim say Petri, so that's a Raya that Adlamat Machmose is not money, is not Mashiach. But the price can still say Echot Rochov Chameir Vechot Ovid Misir Ezekon Chameir on the basis of the Kiyan Rochov per se. And the Kiyan of Rochov per se. From the Mishnah in Klayim it's Mashma, that Rochov does not constitute Mashiach. That Azle Mat Machmose is not Mashiach. So Mele Rochov could not be Kena on the basis of Mashiach. But on the basis of a Kiyan per se, of Rochov per se, he could be Kena. It could be Kena. So Mele, but it's a Kashe, or of course it's a Kashe against Shmuel. Shmuel must have said one of two statements. One statement, either he must have made a statement in regard to Rochel Lechode, or Mani Lechode. So then he must have said that Rochel Lechode is not Kene. So of course, the price is counter to Shmuel. Or Shmuel must have made a statement in regard to Rochel Mokimani. In regard to Rochov Mokemanik. So then, if he made a statement in regard to Rochov Mokemanik, so in other words, so you have to say, according to Bisalevi, he doesn't discuss it. So the Kashi is directed against Rav Yehuda, but not against the Raya from the Mishnah Klai. Against Rav Yehuda's conclusion, because he said Nerzana. So he says, Shmamin Rochov Likude Chude Loikon. So we see Rochov Likude Loikon. And he says, Vikolshkin, Rochov, Bimokimani. So why did he say, so he made it a conclusion. So in other words, that was his own conclusion. All that is Muchach from the Mishnah in Klayim is that Rochov cannot be a Kenyan on the basis of Mashiach. Because if Rochov had been a Kenyan on the basis of Mashiach, so then he would be chayv v'klai. So that is mukha. But then Shmuel, Rav Yehuda mentioned another point. That was his own swab. In other words, he said, Shma mino rochov v'chude loikome. So in other words, from the Mishnah in Klayim we can see that Adamat Machmosei doesn't constitute Mashiach. But then there is another question. True, it doesn't constitute Mashiach. So rochov, Lechude is not Kena on the basis of Mashiach, but maybe it's Kena on the basis of a Kiyan per se. So that was Rav Yehuda's Svore. That was Rav Yehuda's Svore. On the basis of a Kiyan per se, it's not a Kiyan, because what kind of a Kiyan is it? What kind of a Kiyan is it? That's what he said. So now, the Gemara said, Shema min Rochov Kone. So it is, so in other words, so it's not really a Kashe against Shmuel, it's no Kashe. Because it's a kasha only against Rav Yehuda. Because we could say that Rochov is Kone and Shmuel. Now one second. Now we see that Rochov is a Kinyan. But it could be a Kinyan on the basis of a Kinyan per se. But if it's a Kinyan on the basis of a Kinyan per se, of Rochov per se, So then, how could Shmuel, so in other words, either Shmuel said, so it's a kash against Shmuel too, in other words, either Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Lechude, Manu Lechude, so then he said that Rochel Lechude is not Kene. So it's a kasha, because here it says that Rochov Lechude, the price says that Rochov Lechude is Kene. Or Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochov Bimoke Manik. So then he says that one is Kene and one. So it's a kasha, because here it says the Rochel Bechud, the price says the Rochel Bechud is Kain. Or Shmuel made a statement in regard to Rochel Bimoke Manik. So then he said that one is Kain and one is not Kain. One is not Kain. So then, if he made a statement that in regard to Rochel Bimoke Manik, one is Kain, one is not Kain, so it must be on the basis of a, not of a kinyan of rochuf per se, but on the basis of mishiche. Now, if it's on the basis of mishiche, so then rochuf mokemanik, so then rochuf by itself is a kinyan, but on the basis of mishiche, So that would be the kashe. So then it would be difficult from the Mishnah Klai. If it's on the basis of Mishiche, why is Chachomim Petrim? So, but Chachomim Petrim, so Memele, that means it's not Mishiche. So it's not Mishiche. So, and the Braise does say that it is a Kinyan, it must be on the basis of a Kinyan per se, of Rochuf per se. So, of Rochuf Pase. Now, if it's on the basis of Rochuf Pase, so then it's a Kash against Shmuel. So then one couldn't be Mivatel, so the Kash is directed not only against Rav Yude, but it's directed against Shmuel. This is how the Bishalid explained. All right.